Genesis P. Orridge describes himself as a cultural engineer. The British conceptual artist is probably best known for his work in the mid-70s with Throbbing Gristle, a band that pioneered industrial music. P. Orridge's latest project finds him reinventing himself, quite literally, as a pandrogyne, or hermaphrodite by choice, as P. Orridge has described it. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon explains.
In 1993, Genesis P. Orridge met and married Jacqueline Breyer. She took the name Lady J. Breyer P. Orridge. While it's often said that married couples become more alike over the years, Genesis P. Orridge and Lady J. Breyer P. Orridge became more alike, literally. Over the last several years, they've had several cosmetic surgeries to become more like each other. It's what the couple calls pandrogyny, which is short for positive androgyny, perfect androgyny, and possible androgyny. Genesis P. Orridge says that the couple wanted to rebel against the DNA of their bodies.
We started to look at DNA and think of it as a long recording, almost like a film. And each person has a package of DNA that they receive at birth. And normally, the way they biologically unfold and grow and develop a shape and a face is completely a result of the DNA program. It's not something that's particularly chosen. So we wondered if that was in fact key to learning ways to change human behavior, because we tend to behave as we're expected, and the way we look is part of that expectation. So we began to really focus on confounding DNA as a matter of principle to see if we could change the future.
Could this really be me? Could this really be me in the body? In the body.
That's a song called In the Body from the new album Hell is Invisible, Heaven is Her, or Hell is Invisible, Heaven is Here. It's the new album by Genesis P. Orridge's current band, Psychic TV. The theme of pandrogyny recurs throughout the album. There's a slogan that P. Orridge likes to use to describe the pandrogyny project.
Viva la evolution. Basically saying the human species must take responsibility for its own evolution. It must start to consider consciousness and the mind and ethics and potential. Put as much into that and think about that just as much as it does machinery, weaponry, defense, and all those other things that money is wasted on.
Genesis P. Orridge doesn't want to be referred to as he anymore. I'm to refer to P. Orridge as she or Shahi. I asked P. Orridge what Shahi has done to confound her DNA.
The first thing was that I got a vasectomy because we wanted to propose that replication was in a way a surrender to a biological program that wasn't chosen. After that, we thought we would like to take things further and imagine a world that was no longer binary. We thought of the world as being far too much reliant on either or, male, female, black, white, good, bad, Christian, Muslim, etc. So we began to look at becoming a hermaphrodite, the two of us, myself and my partner, Lady J, who I've been with for 14 years. So on Valentine's Day 2003, we both went to a friendly cosmetic surgeon in New York City and both got breast implants the same day, the same size, together, and woke up next to each other holding hands afterwards. The first thing I said was, I looked down and I said to Lady J, look, it's our angelic body. So we began to actually deliberately blur our physical identity. Since then, we've tried to look more and more like each other, to become one being in two halves. So Lady J has had eye surgeries to make her eyes more like mine, a chin implant, various other facial procedures. I've had cheek implants. My face shape has been changed. I had liposuction, although since then I've lost so much weight it was a waste of money.
Am I really alive? Am I really alive?
In prehistoric times, human beings had to survive in a very dangerous, very primitive environment. And so it was necessary for the male of the species to be very aggressive, to attack things that were outside that seemed threatening, to be suspicious and violent towards anything other, anything different, because no one understood the greater part of the world. They tried to protect the women and the children to maintain the population. They also were violent in order to protect food supply. So that violence and that fear of difference and fear of the other was very successful for our survival in prehistoric times. Now we've, on our own, through our cleverness, we've created this amazing futuristic 21st century science fiction environment, but our behavior hasn't changed at all. We're still behaving in prehistoric ways, but we've got these tools from the future, and that's a recipe for disaster. We haven't bothered to apply ourselves to evolve equally with the tools that we create.
So by becoming more like each other, did Peorage and Lady J. Briar Peorage hold themselves up as models for redefining gender and gender relations?
Gender and gender relations is part of it, but that's symptomatic of the greater issue, which is the basic behavioral pattern that gets human beings to attack anyone else who's different, who proposes different ways of living or being, who has different ways of seeing the world, who has different solutions to problems that occur. That basic program is going to destroy us at the moment. You can see it all over the world, the polarization, the return to primitive responses on a large scale by governments and groups of people. So it's a very, very important issue. But we would like to take it even further. We think that not just catching up with what we have now is important, but if we want to actually evolve as a species, we mustn't think of the human body as sacred or special. It's simply raw material that makes us able to carry our consciousness around. It just gives the brain mobility. That's all it does. And it sort of feeds it, of course, too. But basically, it's just there to maintain the brain and consciousness. If we want to go into space, for example, it would be fantastic to learn how to hibernate like bears do. We might be better off in space or at the Arctic Circle if we were cold-blooded. We might need to have scales in order to avoid the problems of the ozone layer being disintegrated. We're basically saying that the human body should be seen merely as a container for consciousness, and we should use it as a machine and redesign it to suit whatever purpose we have.
Unfortunately, Lady J. Briar Peorage passed away shortly after I spoke to Genesis Peorage. Lady J. died from a previously undiagnosed heart condition, which is thought to have been connected with a long battle with stomach cancer. Genesis Peorage has two daughters from a previous relationship. I was curious to know what they thought of Peorage's body modifications.
To be fair, they've both been absolutely incredible. We go out and they're completely unfazed. Not at all awkward. They introduced me to their friends. Here's my dad. I went out for dinner with Jeanette and two of her friends just a few weeks ago. We all had a nice dinner in a restaurant. And if anything, I think her friends were more relaxed because they sort of included me in their girly talk. Almost just naturally, they saw me as being part of their group, you know, their particular little clique. So in a certain ways, they've become closer to me because there's none of that usual awkwardness about the other species. You know, male are another species to female and vice versa. So they've been good. The only thing that was negative was that Jeanette, when I first told her, I spoke to her on the phone a few days later, and she said, "You mean you spent all that money on getting breasts when you could have bought me a new car?"
I was afraid that I would be made to try and be a person that I didn't learn to want. Oh, how I and saw someone else that's not myself, I say, I don't think so.
It's a song called I Don't Think So from Psychic TV's new album. British conceptual artist Genesis Peorage is the leader of Psychic TV. Peorage spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.